Once a child of the devil, but now a new creation in Christ, purchased with the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God sacrificed, previously dead, lost, and blindly traveling the road to hell. Then I found the gospel truth, and humbly to my knees I fell. From death to life and from darkness to light, it all happened so fast. No longer bound by my sins, set free by Jesus, and what a contrast. My purpose to live now is to impact souls, the most important task of all, pointing others to the precious Lord Jesus and the heed his ominous call. Imagine a paradise available for all who follow the King to the end. Being faithful to God till death, your eternity does surely depend. Absolutely no sin or person is worth being thrown into the fiery lake. So do the will of God because your very soul and others are at stake. The price paid to redeem me was infinitely greater than I could ever know. My sins were like scarlet and crimson red, but I was washed white as snow. No valuable Leonardo da Vinci painting ever cost as much as me. To become God's possession, it took Jesus' blood as he hung on the tree. God views me now as his treasured possession, and I'm also Jesus' holy bride. It's worth any price to have eternal life, though your family may divide. Overcomers will eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, and people who are dead in their sins will persecute you and find you odd. I found rest for my soul and peace with God when I repented. That was the best move I ever made, one I never lamented. To escape hell and see God, you must die spiritually pure in heart. For one day, maybe sooner than you think, you too will surely depart. Get ready now and don't ever take one single chance with your soul. Jesus said, keep seeking first the kingdom of God, and that's to be your top goal. So endure hardship, walk in faith and holy love with eternity in mind. Remain alert and guarded and try your best to save the dead, lost, and spiritually blind.